Today I'm announcing a plan to make more than 190 million acres of federal lands available for developing geothermal energy resources. Geothermal energy will play a key role in powering America's energy future, which require a wide variety of energy sources, including wind, solar, nuclear, oil, natural gas, coal, as well as increased energy conservation and efficiency. We are aggressively pursuing all of these energy resources. Because geothermal energy is replenished by heat sources deep in the earth, it is a renewable resource that generates electricity with minimal carbon emissions. Geothermal offers additional possibilities for reducing the need for conventional energy sources. Direct use of geothermal energy supplies heat for buildings and greenhouses, aquaculture, many, many activities. As many as 270 Western communities could benefit from direct uses of geothermal. I speak as a former mayor of Boise and governor of Idaho, and I was an early believer and advocate for the benefits of geothermal energy, and I actively promoted the use of these resources. Today, both city and state buildings and facilities in Boise are heated and powered by some of Idaho's geothermal resources, providing considerable cost savings to taxpayers. In the plan that I'm announcing today, which is known as a final programmatic environmental impact statement on geothermal resources, we're proposing to identify about 118 million acres of public lands managed by Interior's Bureau of Land Management and 79 million acres of National Forest System lands as available for potential geothermal leasing. Lands within a unit of the National Park System, such as Yellowstone National Park, will continue to be unavailable for leasing. The public was given the opportunity to provide comments on the draft plan. A 90-day public comment period began on June 13, 2008. It ended on September 19, 2008. The Bureau of Land Management and Forest Service also held public meetings in 13 locations in the 12 western states to take comments and answer questions about this draft programmatic EIS. The governors of the 12 states encompassed by the plan's project area will each have the opportunity to review the final document to ensure consistency with state plans, programs, and policies, and that will occur within 60 days. The Bureau of Land Management will wait until the end of the governor's consistency review period before signing and issuing the record of a decision approving the land use plan amendments, and any inconsistencies will be resolved before a record of decision is in fact issued. The record of decision that will implement this plan will identify public lands with potential for geothermal development that are available for leasing. It'll provide a list of appropriate stipulations to be applied to leases, and amend 122 Bureau of Land Management land use plans to allow for geothermal development under them. These federal lands, all of which are located in 12 western states and Alaska, hold a huge energy potential. I'll give you some context as to the magnitude of this potential. The U.S. continues to be the world leader in generating electricity using geothermal energy, with about 16,000 gigawatt hours of electricity generated in 2005. To put this in perspective, 1 megawatt of geothermal energy provides enough power to meet all the electricity needs of more than 1,000 homes. A gigawatt, which is 1,000 megawatts, could power more than 1 million homes. By doing the math, you can see that we're talking about a very substantial source of renewable energy. Almost half of this current geothermal production and about 90% of all U.S. geothermal resources occur on federal lands. Under a reasonable development scenario, the plan that we propose could produce 5,540 megawatts of new electric generation capacity from geothermal resources by 2015, which is enough power for 5.5 million homes. Facilitating and expediting the development on these geothermal resources is crucial to supplying the secure, clean energy American homes and businesses need. plan's preferred alternative best meets the needs for leasing and developing these valuable resources while also protecting the environment. As with all Bureau of Land Management energy leasing, future geothermal leasing will be subject to all existing laws and regulations and orders, as well as stipulations and terms and conditions. To protect special resource values, the plan identifies a comprehensive list of stipulations, conditions of approval, and best management practices required for approval of future leases. Finally, I want to thank and commend the federal agencies that work cooperatively and productively on this plan. This is a joint Bureau of Land Management and U.S. Forest Service project. The final document also benefited from the scientific and the technical assistance of the U.S. Geological Survey, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the National Park Service. I also want to add that states and counties gain an additional benefit from geothermal development because leasing revenues and royalties are shared with the states and counties where the leases are located. 50% going to the state, 25% to the county, and the remaining 25% to the Geothermal Royalty Fund of the Bureau of Land Management for investing in further geothermal planning and development.